Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. That power failure yesterday, which left strap hangers stranded on a hot platform and MTA workers stuck in the heat trying to fix the thing. But are you ready for this? The head of the subway saying, "This had nothing to do with the heat, folks. Oh, no." The big boss says, "This doggone thing is just old. It broke down and it's going to keep on breaking down until we do something about it."
In MTA CEO and chair Jano Lieber's exact words, "The infrastructure is too damn old." That was the root of Tuesday night's subway delays.
A 60-year-old transformer failed. That is a major piece of equipment that is 30 years past its useful life. It should have been replaced 30 years ago.
J and M service had to be stopped in both directions between Brooklyn and Manhattan for several hours.
This is not a heat drama. This is what takes place when you don't, when you underinvest in an essential infrastructure system.
The MTA says its new capital program, which will be announced this fall, will include more investments in basic infrastructure like this. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Fulton Center.
So, Winds family, is it me or did you hear a hint about a need for congestion pricing in there? Go, Jano. Okay. By the way, we've got some power outages, 938 of them, in fact, up in Harlem. Con Ed says it is weather-related. They're hoping to get folks back up and running around 3:30. This is not the day to be without AC, folks. They're distributing dry ice up there until the power's back on. We'll keep you posted. And on top of all else, we've got the smoke from wildfires in Canada, it says here, slowly sweeping into New York in the coming days. Remember when we had all that smoke last year? Well, this time they're saying it might be all over us tomorrow and Friday before it heads out. Winds family, what else can happen to us, you know? Across the way, New Jersey Transit officials say the excessive heat indeed is the nightmare, which screwed up its equipment this morning. The agency posted a note on social media telling riders, "Get ready, folks. There's going to be some delays, maybe some cancellations, too, for days." Nine different lines were sluggish this morning, including Montclair Boonton, where we got Atlantic City, Raritan Valley. Officials say the heat is impacting AC units and other electronics. Maintenance crews are double-timing it in the heat to make repairs. This heat is no joke. They're telling everybody to go to NJT's website for the latest service updates. Well, police carted off a city council member to jail today after a big rally to protest a homeless shelter. They say Susan Schwong bit an officer. Yeah, police say actually several people were taken into custody. About 150 turned out. Schwong is charged with assault and obstructing governmental administration. They were protesting at a construction site for a homeless shelter. Schwong, who is reportedly opposed to the shelter, was defending another protester at the rally, according to officials. They say she was protecting an 80-year-old lady. They're opposed to a men's shelter that's going up in the neighborhood. Several officers received minor injuries. Well, it's been 10 years since the single plea of a man being subdued by the NYPD would become the rallying cry, the initial lightning rod, if you will, which called into question police use of force. I can't breathe. And much has happened since the death of Staten Island's Eric Garner, George Floyd, Black Lives Matter. But today, Garner's mother told reporters, still a lot of work to be done here.
We will never forget Eric Garner!
Eric Garner's mother and the daughter, who was just 3 months old when her father died, led a march from Borough Hall to the spot where Garner made the plea that would become a rallying cry for the Black Lives Matter movement. Some in the crowd were angry.
He's putting bullets in us and knees on our neck. Where is Daniel Bezalel?
The officer was fired 5 years after Garner's death, but never criminally charged. Garner's mother said some good did come out of the tragedy.
There's more video cameras when people are doing wrong. There's more cams on the police officers. I think we've made steps in the right direction, but it's still so much more work to do.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Staten Island.
Tish James says, "I ain't afraid of no ghost." Took down a ghost gun trafficking operation in Queens today. 86 firearms, 55 ghost guns, 25 assault weapons, 90 high-capacity magazines. Oh, what the hell. And a partridge in a pear tree. I know it's summer. Oh, yeah. Five callers, too, sitting in jail looking crazy right now, facing conspiracy and criminal sale of a firearm, among other charges. The AG's office says the 3D-printed guns were made in Nassau and serialized weapons purchased in Indiana and brought to Queens. Ms. James says, "I will continue to use every available resource to stop illegal gun trafficking and protect our communities." The investigation started in late 2023, and they were pretty bold. Investigators say they had a Twitter account where they actually displayed the guns and pretty good stash of cash as well. The city says subway crime is on the decline as we switch gears, and they want to keep it that way with the addition of new weapon detectors in the stations.
Mayor Adams says thousands of tests have been rolled out on the weapon detectors and that he and the MTA are extremely impressed with the outcome so far.
We wanted to make sure we followed city council laws and rules on how and when you could roll them out. But it should be rolled out in the next few days.
The MTA touts that crime is down over 26% over the past few weeks and down 11% since 2019. As for the weapon detectors, they'll be by subway turnstiles.
It's extremely difficult to do this in an environment like a subway system that's below grade. So it's going to really push folks to produce a good product.
The mayor adds that riders will get plenty of notice before they're installed. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Fulton Center.
Also today, the NYPD released new photos of the creep wanted for an alleged sex crime against a teenager on the subway last month. This happened back on June 16th on a downtown N train in Bay Ridge. Cops say the suspect threatened to hit the 15-year-old, then grabbed her face and forced her to kiss him before groping her. Creep. She managed to escape and was treated by first responders there at the scene. You can see photos of the suspect at 1010winds.com. They want to catch this guy quicker than right now. Anybody with information should call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. A senator from our area has introduced a bill now aimed at supporting veterans with traumatic brain injuries.
It's the unseen injury that many service members suffer, traumatic brain injury. Retired Army Lieutenant General Walter Piott with the Wounded Warrior Project says it needs more attention.
Post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, these are treatable injuries.
Senator Gillibrand's proposed law aims to help service members who are routinely exposed to blasts caused by the weapons they use.
Heavy weapons like artillery, mortars, or shoulder-fired rockets. When you're training, you do it over and over again.
It requires better tracking of blasts and TBI incidents, measures to avoid exposure, and better treatment. James Hendon is with the city's Veterans Services Department.
Creates access to specialized care for those whose brain health is impacted by blasts.
Darius Ranzi, 1010 Winds, and 92.3 FM in Midtown.
A New Jersey man will spend over 2 years behind bars after pleading guilty to charges. He mailed dozens of threatening letters to businesses, schools, synagogues. Prosecutors say Nikolai Levinson of Palisades Park sent at least 41 racist, anti-Semitic, and anti-Muslim threats to victims all over the city, including letters with racial epithets and Nazi imagery. Levinson apparently started sending the letters in 2022, shortly after he was released from prison for similar crimes. Didn't get enough, apparently. He was given 26 months in prison, plus 3 years of supervised release.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.